This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. We continue on in our series on Tefillah, the Berachas HaShachar, the 15 Berachas HaShachar. And today's bracha is going to be Matir Asurim. And as we mentioned, this series is sponsored by our good friends Rabbi Tzal Rose in Los Angeles, Lulei Nishmas, his brother Tzvi ben Levi Yitzchak, Neshama Shehaven Aliyah. So, before we begin the bracha of Matir Asurim, just want to give you some introductory remarks about all the brachas. As we mentioned, we start off the morning with 15 Berachas HaShachar. And in the Siddur, Tefillah LeDavid, of Rabbi Avram Warman of Buchach, the Eshal Avram, he says as introductory remarks, Tesvav Brachas Elu, these 15 blessings, Nahoig Ke'es La'amram B'Seder HaTefillah B'Tchila. We say it, not in the morning, as we get up and we open our eyes and get dressed and stand up, but rather we say it in shul as an introduction to all the tefillos. Mitzad hu nachon mitzad bechinas mashamar akasuv pischu li sharei tzedek. Open for me the gates of righteousness. Avoy bam and I will come there. Oideh and I will thank ka with the 15 brachos. So this is already merumas that we start off and open up the gates of righteousness by saying the 15 Berachas HaShachar from the Pasuk, Pischuli Sharei Tzedek, Avoy Vam Oideka. Sheyesh Loimar HaRemez, Shahar Sharei Tfila Yuftechu. The gateways of prayer become open, Ayidei HaTesvav HaYidois Elu, through these 15 forms of gratitude. Or another way to look at it, Ubebechinas, Mina Mehitzar Karasi Ka. When we call out to God from the straits in the 15 ways, then the gates are widened. In other words, we say these 15 blessings when the gates are narrow, and then they are widened through the recitation of these 15 brachas. Extol the one who rides on the highest heights. With what? How do we extol him? Bekah. Or another way to look at it is, Ki Bekha Hashem Tzor Olamim. Uvetuvay Mechadesh B'chol Yoyim Ma'aseh V'reishos Loy Amos Ki Achya Shenasa Kiberia Chadasha Chadashim Labakarim Ba'asaper Ma'aseh Ka. We relate the actions of Ka, which is Rabbe Munasecha. Okay. Now an interesting thing he says in the end here. We'll see if we could figure it out. Ubechinas Hanoisein lasechvi bina. God gives the sechvi understanding. Now you take the word bina, you could break it up into ben ka. Now gaiva is gematria ka. Gaiva gimel alav vav hey is 15. Sharak lashem yos gaiva geos lavesh, but vizulasai geos adam tashpileno. In other words, lasechvi bina ben ka. So in other words, gaiva, which is ka, is only for ka, is only for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay, be it as may, let us go to the bracha Matir Asurim. We know the bracha Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Matir Asurim has 8 words. And the Rekach always tells us why brachas have a certain number of words. He says the whole night, first of all, a person is locked up in his house, in his bed. In other words, when you're at night, you're cooped up. You know, you're limited where you could go. The Gemara in Chagiga says, "What's a meshugana? Ezehu shaita?" So you say, "What kind of question is that?" When you see one, you know it. You know, but the Gemara gives certain ingredients. So one of them is someone who goes out alone at night. At night, you can't really walk around. They had, you know, at night it's dangerous. Okay, never mind. Fine. So this bracha has eight words. Why? Because in the pasuk in Tehillim, Oisa mishpat la'ashukim, noisein lechem la'revim. How many words are that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hashem mater asurim. So utfois Hashem levad ches tevois. In the words Oisa mishpat la'ashukim, noisein lechem la'revim, Matir Asurim, you sort of put Hashem separately If you put Hashem twice, you put him ba'asur, you put him in separately, you have 8 words. Okay. Now, when do you say this bracha? The Avodram writes, when you sit up on your bed and you stretch out your bones, you make the bracha matar surim, and this comes from the Pasuk Tehillim Parakuf Membev. Even though a person's not tied up, now somebody told me, you know, they have these things that sometimes well-to-do people will want to experience. What is it like to be homeless? So they'll go homeless for the night, just to experience it. So a friend of mine told me that he wanted to do that, and he was going to do that, and he woke up in the morning and he was tied up. And his wife tied him up, and he said, "You ain't doing that." So, but most people, when they wake up in the morning, they're not tied up, right? So how do we say Matera Surim? By the way, these are true stories. Everything you hear is a true story. Most of them have already happened even, okay?
Okay. I think you need to change your frames.
Okay. Ela mimnei shemeinia ivarav shayikvusim kalai. Your body was locked the whole night. It was as if it was tied up. And interestingly, the Avudraham says this bracha is not mentioned in the Gemara. Now, the truth is, it is mentioned in the Gemara. But maybe he had a girsa that, but it's in the Gemara, brachas on Daf Samach. Okay. So we're going to speak for a few moments about the gift of movement and the gift of being able to move one's muscles and to have control of one's body. Reb Schwab writes in the Iyun Tefillah, Inyan brachas elu shenasim lev. Should we be attentive? Al Rav Hahatoivash, Isaakash Baruch Hu, with the great beneficence that God does to us b'chol yom, and we should not forget al yidei histaklus al chiyus ha'adam kedavar tivi. Don't think that man's life is a natural, automatic result. But we acknowledge in this bracha the great benefit of being able to move one's limbs. Because at a time of sleep, it's almost like those. What's the difference between someone who's sleeping and someone, Rachman al Atzlan, is not able to move? And now we have that ability again. Now, interestingly, Rav Schwab says included in this bracha is gratitude for all the senses. Hearing, speaking. We brought, I believe, from Rav Miller last week that the gratitude for these things is included in Poikeach Ivrim. Halavai, you should have them in mind by any of these two, you'll be good. Right? But when do you thank Hashem for ability to speak, hear, taste, touch, either in Pekeach Ivrim or Matar Asurim? So, let's get a little bit of a picture of what is involved in ordinary movement. This comes from the Sefer Adoina Neflois of Rabbi Yitzchak Zalman Gibbs, page 139. In order to be able to move, a person needs muscles. Bones form the skeleton, but muscles are what make the bones move. Muscles are able to become shorter and longer, contracting and relaxing. There are about 640 skeletal muscles in the human body. They come in 320 pairs. One muscle to move the bone in one direction, and another muscle to move it back. The hands, fingers, neck, and other parts of the body bend and move with almost immediate reaction to the brain's command. In other words, how much time does it take when you decide to move your hand for the hand to move?
Nanosecond.
Yeah, shortest amount of time. In other words, what's amazing is, if you put your finger in front of the camera, it takes it longer for the camera to pick it up than the amount of time it takes the brain to decide to move the hand and you move the hand, right? Which is amazing. Right, that means the program of your body is much sharper than the highest caliber camera.
Very quickly.
Okay. All
hundreds of things at the same second.
Probably. Yeah.
You have feet, the hands, the move, feet, everything at the same second.
And can do multiple moves at the same time.
There are many muscles involved in each of these movements. All of these thousands of movements that happen every second happen in a quiet and efficient way without the person feeling any strain. It feels like it's happening on its own. The brain signals all our muscle action, voluntary or involuntary, through our nerve system at amazing speed. Without muscles, the body would be incapable of any motion. You'd be like a rock. Without control and coordination of the brain, no purposeful action could occur. It is a great chesed Hashem of Hashem, that moving thousands of muscles comes effortlessly without us realizing it's even happening. Without the brain's ability to signal the muscles and the muscles' proper response to those signals from the brain, a person would be unable to move as someone who's tied up. In other words, without this ability, the ability of the brain, of the central command center, and the muscles' ability to move, it would be impossible to move. I'm sure many have experienced muscle tightness or a cramp, where all of a sudden the muscle tightens, and first of all, it's painful like anything, and you can't move. So how many things have to be going right? A person wakes up in the morning, they have no muscle cramps. That means all 620 muscles are working right. You know? How amazing. Most people, for the vast majority of their life, all their muscles are working proper. The 620 skeletal muscles are made up of bundles of fibers, some thicker and some thinner. Two types of fibers, called actin and myosin, allow the muscle to extend and contract in order to manipulate the bones and joints. So these two types of protein filaments are positioned across from each other in order to manipulate the muscles. Thicker myosin fibers and thinner actin fibers have special shapes and positions that allow rapid chemical changes to cause one to act upon the other. It's a very complex process. How long does it take to happen?
Nanoseconds.
Through a very complex process, they get closer together to contract the muscle and are pulled apart when the muscle relaxes. Muscle fibers are arranged in groups of hundreds or thousands, bundled together and covered by connective tissue. Each individual fiber is covered. Each group is in another cover, and the whole group may encase in an additional layer of tissue. So each group, they're cover upon cover upon cover. The thousands of muscle strands are intertwined with each other to form muscle groups. Seeing a long twisted cable on a telephone pole or bridge should inspire a person to appreciate the structure of the muscles within their body. It would be appropriate that every day when tightening the arm muscle, before putting on the tefillin, to thank Hashem for probably the 1 million miracles it took just to be able to move one arm. And we still wake up grumpy. Yo, what did Hashem do? If you just open one eye, that alone, if we would ever realize how many miracles are in just opening one eye. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, matir asurim. Another thing. Here you have a guy. He's in a rut. He's in a bad habit. There's a certain person he can't get along with. And he's been stuck in that rut for a year, for 5 years, for 10 years, for 20 years, for 50 years. Or someone has a bad habit, and it seems like it's impossible to break out of that habit. Hashem is matir asurim. Hashem allows a person to break out from negative behavior, from negative habits, from habits of a lifetime. It is always within a person's bechira chavshis to change what has become an inborn way of doing things. That's the human capacity and the chesed of Hashem. Says the Seder Hayom Rav Moshe Mas. V'hu matir asurim. So here we are. We're lying on the bed. We're like a mess. We're in the koyach hatuma. And yet we're able to break free, wash our hands, and emerge and extricate ourselves from the forces of tuma. So too, God allows us to break free from the Yetzirah. Maybe a person has a bad habit. A person's doing an avera and he can't pull out. No, and a person feels that it's lost. That in this area, he will continue to sin forever. No, says the Seder Hayom, he is a person has the ability to break free with the help of Hashem from the Yetzahara, who always tries to make us fall. Another dimension of Matir Asurim is we are all in Golos today. People have personal Golosim, personal exiles and personal challenges or national challenges. My grandfather in 1945, he was in Dachau, the very last camp, from the last survivors liberated. But then, Yeshua Hashem, he was liberated from the darkest place. So Hashem is Matir Asurim. People have problems, people have issues. We live in a generation where emotionally people are probably weaker than they ever were. People have all kinds of problems. So Hashem is makdim refuah lamaka. There are people who can help you. There's therapy today. That's also matir asurim. Person could be in jail with all kinds of anxieties or emotional challenges, and there are ways out today. So this is all part of the bracha of matir asurim. So we go to the Gemara in Pesachim on daf chaf ches. Let's see what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, Hainu da Amri Inchi. This is what people say. Right? Remember we had that in Rashi, Hainu da Amri Inchi? So Rabbi Yosef says, Hainu da Amri Inchi. This is what people say. Let's see if we can find it here. Amr of Yosef Rashi, Kafa dechita nagra begava nisroif chardala. Amr Abaye, Sadna besadini Yosef, Madvil yade mishtalem. Rava Amr, Gira begire mikdal Madvil yade mishtalem. Now, what is this talking about? Why is it not here? It's Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. Okay? That's the reason why. So Gemara says like this. Thus do people say, Kapa Dechata Nagara, the dish that the craftsman hollowed out, Begava Nisroif Chardala, in it will he burn his tongue and palate with mustard. He is hurt by what he himself produced. You know, here the guy, the craftsman made a dish, and what does he do in that dish? He puts in hot mustard and he burns himself with his own dish. Amar Abaye, Sadona besadne Yosef. When the shackle maker sits in his shackles, Midvil yidei mishalem, through his own handiwork, he is repaid. When he's the thief, they use the shackles that he made. Rava says, meaning that the Gemara is using this as an irony, that Rabbi Yehuda's ruling was refuted by something he himself said. The Gemara says, when the arrow maker is killed by his arrows, we say, Midvil yidei mishtalim. Through his own handiwork, he is repaid. What's going on over here? What does this mean? There's another Gemara. When Rabbi Yochim and Zakkai was sick, so his students came to visit him. When they saw him, they began to cry. They said, his students said, Ner Yisrael, lamp of Israel, Amoid Hayamini, right hand pillar, Patish HaChazak, Neima Taboicha. So he said, if before a king of flesh and blood they were taking me, who is alive today and tomorrow in the Kever, who if he would get angry at me, his anger would not be forever, and if he would lock me up, it would not be forever, and if he would kill me, it would not be forever, and I could be mefayis him, and I could give him shoychad. He's crying now that they take me before the Melech Malchim Melech Malkadosh Baruch Hu, is chai v'kayam lo'olam liyomei olamim, that if he gets angry at me, his kas is forever, and if he locks me up, it's forever, and if he kills me, it's forever. What does it mean if God locks me up, it will be forever? God has an eternal jail? Long-term Rikers Island in heaven, what does exactly it mean that God could lock him up forever? Says the Gra, the secret pshat of Matir Asurim, in his commentary to Mishlei, of all places. Says the Gra, Chazal say, Kapa Dechata Nagra, that the craftsman makes his own dish and he gets burnt on his own mustard. Rava says that the arrows of the arrow maker kills him. What is this all about? It means like this. You know what eternal jail is? When a person becomes a Gilgal and turns into a rock. You know, there are different ways of coming back. You could come back as a human, as a cow, a hint, right? You could come back as a rock. Now, if you come back as a rock, how are you getting out of that? You're just going to be sitting there for a very long time. Baruch atah Hashem, matir asurim. Thank you, Ribbono Shel Olam. I didn't come back to this world as a rock, says the Gra. Because if you come back as a rock, you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. Okay? So that's the bracha, says the Gra, Ma'ater Asurim. So primarily, the main kavana should be, thank you Hashem, we have 620 bones that miraculously move upon being summoned. Number two, Ribbono Shel Olam, help me break through. You're able to help me break through from my bad habits. Number three, you're able to redeem us from the galus. Number four, I'm not a rock. And now let's end off with a little alumdus on the bracha of Ma'ater Asurim. The Rama writes at the end of Siman Nun Beis, says the Emek Bracha, in the name of the Kalba in the Beis Yosef, all the brachas HaShachar, let's say you came late to Shul. Say, late to Shul? How would anybody ever come late to Shul? Say, let's say, you know, somebody was tied up by a terrorist, and then they, because of that, they weren't able to break free until after. And that's why, in other words, Davings, let's say, 7 o'clock. Why would somebody come 7:03? They're probably tied up or something. Like we said, remember the guy who was tied to his bed. So anyway, let's say a guy comes late to Shul, he doesn't say Berachas HaShachar. So he says it after davening. Are you allowed to say Berachas HaShachar after davening? So the Pri Chadash says, yeah, you can make all the brachas except for Alei Kai Neshama. Why? He already said Berachat Hashem Chai Yamis from the second bracha of Shemana Esrei. Why? Nochamal HaMachazir Neshama is Lefkara Mesim. So Alei Kai Neshama you can't say. So the Imek Bracha is the Talmud of the Briska Rav. He asks, Gavaldig Akasha, if you can't say Mechai Amesim, you for sure shouldn't be able to say Matir Asurim, because you say, Ata Gibra Lev Hashem, Mechai Amesim, Ata Rav Hashem, Mechal Kalchai, Mechaz, Mechai Amesim, Mechai Amesim, Mechai Amesim, Mechai Amesim, Matir Asurim. So certainly, if you said Shemana Esrei, you shouldn't be able to say Matir Asurim. Darei Kol, so you say, but I didn't say Baruch Ata Hashem, Matir Asurim. I did, because all the brachas of Shemana Esrei are juxtaposed and reliant on the first bracha. Darei kol ha-bracha shel tefila, heim bracha hasmucha l'chaverta v'hapsicha b'shemu malchus. Now, what's the malchus? Listen to this, unbelievable. Some say the malchus is Elokei Avraham. Tosfos says in brachas, where's the melech in the first bracha of Shemana Esrei? Elokei Avraham. That's what God told Avraham. V'escha l'goy gadol. I'm going to make you a great nation. That's what it means, Elokei Avraham. V'avarechecha, that's what it means, Elokei Yitzchak. V'agad lo shemecha, that's what it means, Elokei Yaakov. But v'heyei bracha, it's through you that you will render the first bracha of Shemana Esrei a bracha, because Elokei Avraham is tantamount to Malchus. Now listen to this. The Rush argues. The Rush says, where is their Malchus in the first bracha of Shemana Esrei? Hakel Hagadol. The great God, that is a connotation of God as king. The Shita of the Rosh is enunciated in Ashrei every day. Ready for this? This is a Chidah. Mamish, it was worthwhile to come for this. We say, B'chol yoyim avarcheka. Every day I bless you. We say like this. Tehila David. Arei mimcha elekai hamelech. V'avarcha shimcha liyoylam vad. Every day I praise the king. And I bless your name. So I have Shei, I have Melech, and I have Shem. As we know, Kol Bracha She'eni Ma'i Shemo Malchus Eina Bracha. So the first Pasuk in Ashrei establishes, Arei Mimcha Lekai HaMelech, Malchus, V'Avarcha Shimcha. But now Ashrei has a question. B'chol Yom Avarcheka, V'Ala Shimcha Li'olam Vo'ed. Every day I bless you, but I only say your name and I don't say Melech. You know what the answer is? Godol Hashem, umuhulom oid, the Shita of the Rosh, when you say, Hakel HaGodol, that's tantamount to Malchus. Okay, so that's the kasha of the Emek Bracha, that why, if you say, Shemana Esrei, should we be allowed to say Matar Asurim, there are kala brachas of Tvila, heim brachas asmuch l'chaverta, v'apsicha b'shem ha-Malchus, shel bracha b'yishonu, nechshev as gamken l'psicha, l'chal ha-brachas asmuchais. Vimkei nimsa, shekamasha oimer b'tfila, it's as if you said Baruch Ata Hashem, and it's like you said Baruch Ata Hashem Matir Asurim. So how are you allowed to say Matir Asurim later? Comes Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman in his Sefer on the Siddur Yimalei Pi Tehila Secha. He wants to say like this. Let's say you said Shemona Esrei, and you said, by the way, don't forget to save the Saint Talmud by Mincha today. If you forget it by Mincha today, you're up the creek without a paddle, because you have no way to make it up by Maariv, because you don't save the Saint Talmud by Maariv. Even though the Briskara, the Reb Chaim Paskins, if you didn't say it by Mincha, it's like you didn't daven, so you have to daven two Maarevs. But Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank disagrees. He says, if you don't save the Saint Talmud of Bracha, it's not like you didn't daven. It's you daven, but it's like davening without the Saint Talamat El Bracha. And the raya that it's just the insert that you're missing is the fact that if you don't say in Baruch Aleinu, you can make it up in Shema Kaleinu. So we see that it's just an insert, and since that insert does not exist in Maariv, there's no way to make it up. So if you want to get yourself into the hottest possible water, a mistake that there's no way to correct, forget the Saint Talamat by Mincha, and then you could get yourself in trouble like nobody's business, okay? So hopefully this way you'll remember now,
Don't come to ask you Friday night.
Yeah. But anyway, says Rav Aaron Leib Shteim, let's say a person did not say, he forgets Matir Asram. You have to say over Shemana Esrei, or you don't have to say over Shemana Esrei? L'chayr, you don't. It's not Ma'akiv to say the words Matir Asurim. So that means like this. The Nirulatarts, the Dafka Tevishama Akfin Babracha, Kagoin, Lachtoi Mabracha, Betevois Mechaye Mesim, Shazet, Toyface, Chasima, Sabracha, Ma'ake Rabracha. Mechaye Mesim is part of the format of the Bracha and is Ma'ake the Bracha. This will cause that you're not able to make the Bracha. So therefore, if you say it, it's critical, and then you don't have to say Elekai Neshama. But me, someone who doesn't say Mater Asurim, you're Yoitse. Therefore, these Brachais, saying, since if you don't say it, your yard say, if you do say it, it's not like you're getting credit for having made that bracha. And therefore you could still make the bracha of Matir Asurim. That's the answer of Rav Aaron Leib Shteinman. And on that note, I'm going to wish everyone an amazing Shabbat. Goyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.